Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, scumbags. This is the Scummy Mummies podcast with your hosts, Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
I'm trying to do a very sort of foreboding, hosting kind of voice, Ellie.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was just Welsh.
Well, I'm very, very excited because we've got two quiz masters in the house.
What, and you want to haunt them? Yeah. Is that the idea? I don't really understand.
Success. Yes, sublime. We, of course, got the wonderful host, the comedian, the television stars, Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan.
Wow. So welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. Lucy, let's start with you. Who are you, Lucy Porter?
Well, who am I today?
Which hat are you wearing?
I'm a different woman.
Yes.
And today I'm quite angry. I've got that energy going.
Oh, yes.
I had quite a few sort of minor altercations over the last 24 hours. So I had a slight road rage incident last night, and then a woman on a bus today, furious with me for not knowing where Lewisham was. So,
welcome to Lewisham.
You really shouldn't have been driving that bus, should you?
Oh, I'm sorry you're feeling the rage.
No, it's good though. I think that's a good sort of menopausal, middle-aged vibe to have. Yeah. I'm enjoying being a lot more angry than I think I... In past years, I've been too sort of pliant and eager to please. Mm. And I'm shedding that, and now I am furious a lot of the time.
What about you, Jenny? Are you also enraged today, or are you being quite calm?
I try and reserve my anger for the workplace and use it as an energy. I am Jenny. I am best known as the Vixen on the Chase. Mm. So I am in your living room at 5 o'clock nightly.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not.
We like it.
Whether you've got your TV on or not, I'm there.
She's in there.
Did you choose the name The Vixen, or did they come up with it for you?
Yeah, it's not my doing. Not my doing.
I like it, though. It's quite, The Vixen.
Well, they wanted something
a little bit saucy.
And they wanted something animal-y, and they were originally going to call me the Cougar.
Oh, right.
Ooh, that would have been worse.
It's got some very heavy connotations, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And not necessarily nice.
No.
Not in an empowering way.
Exactly.
A bit derogatory.
So they needed explaining that it wasn't quite appropriate on several levels.
Because what are the other... So can you, for those of you, especially for the international listener, who may not have the pleasure of having you in their television every night, can you quickly sum up what The Chase is?
The Chase is the ITV's top quiz show. It's on at 5 o'clock every night.
In your fucking face, Tipping Point.
I said it so you didn't have to. We've got a very warm place in our hearts for Tipping Point, but it's not. It's no Chase.
She's so gracious, isn't she? It's not what she said before we start recording. No.
Ben, who? What?
Every night we have a team of four strangers. Well, strangers to each other. They're not that strange. They have been cast, not dragged off the street. They will play in a quiz against one of six quiz experts called the Chasers. Ooh. So there's me. I'm known as the Vixen. We have the Governess, the Dart Destroyer, which is slightly problematic. there's the Beast, we have the Cinnamon, and we have the Menace. And the Cinnamon is Paul Sinha, the stand-up comic, who has a joke in his club routine about our names all sounding like sex toys.
I was going to say, I was thinking BDSM Dungeon Masters.
I
feel like
very
could...
dark gladiators.
Yeah. Would you stamp on someone's balls right now, 50?
I know I would.
I'll take the high offer.
I'd do it for free, depending on the person.
If it's a Tory, I'll fucking pay them.
They don't need the money.
No, exactly.
All the balls.
Yeah. What I'm not going to do now is look up fan fiction related to the chase.
Oh, there is some out there.
Yeah, yeah. I bet that is
a lot
disgusting.
Of it is about Anne. The governess.
Oh, yes. Really?
She does play into a certain sort of archetype of...
Dominatrix. Yeah.
Now, people always ask Helen and I how we met, but that's a very tedious question. We hate answering it. So how did you two meet? Anyway.
please pretend you've never heard that question before.
Well, I like
taking turns to
question.
Answer it. Yeah. The other one just starts doing the nails or something.
Well, you should just come up with a different one every time.
But try and catch the other one out. Like, you've got to play along with this.
We were up a mountain in Oaxaca. On various hallucinogens.
That's right. I've been in a coma for 6 months. And it was a funny story. When I came round, there she was looming over me. How did you meet?
Well,
briefly.
Like telling stories.
Oh, good. Oh, brilliant. Good.
It involves me being able to boast.
Excellent.
Because I was on
humble brag.
The Celebrity Chase with Jay Rayner, Krishnan Gurumurthy, and Steve Davis.
Oh, interesting.
Great team, that.
Great team.
And great night out.
But who won, Lucy?
Well, did we win a staggering amount of money for charity? Yes, we did. I think we won like sort of 35 grand each or something.
Wow. But you regretted saying you're giving it to charity. Fucking hell. That's your mortgage done.
If only they would give you the cheque to pass on.
Yes.
Very cleverly done.
And it could rest
either.
In your account for a while.
Exactly.
Just a holding pen. Yeah.
Needed a handbag. But anyway, so that was my triumph, but the main thing I got out of it was in the green room there was a young flame-haired beauty who was just starting on her chase journey.
I thought you were talking about Steve Davis.
I was thinking, which Weasley is it?
And I will let Jenny take the story over from there.
Yes, I popped along to the studio to watch recording because I'd not done a celebrity show yet. Just starting out. So I'd been sitting in the green room watching this show unfold and realised you were quite a keen quizzer. And yeah, I hung around to meet you afterwards. We had a couple of glasses of something or other and cooked up a plot.
Yeah, some free wine was drunk and then we said, we should work together. And then we didn't do anything about it for years.
Good.
Normally happens.
We're all busy. We've got a lot on.
We should do something. And then our lovely producer, Amanda Redman, eventually
said. I love her. Amanda.
Yes.
She's a wonder.
So she got us on the road doing our little podcast.
Yeah. And she actually made us do it rather than talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on. So did you have an instant connection on a sort of friendship level? Because when Helen and I met, obviously we didn't say immediately we met, we should work together, did we? Just like, oh, I like you. It's fucked, isn't it? Yeah, it's fucked. And that was, it was sort of the friendship came before the worky thing. Was that the same for you? Was it like, oh no, quizzes, that's our thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just had a really good laugh. But we're both obsessed with quizzing and we were both sort of raised in quizzy families. And obviously Jenny has you know, become a genius quizzer and has made it her career, but it's always been my favourite hobby.
Do you ever look at her life and think, oh, sliding doors.
Yes.
I chose the wrong path.
No, I chose to be a fool rather than a genius. But I would never have been able to do what she does, though. So it is quite, it's that nice thing, you know, when you have a friend who you really admire, but not with that, you know, sometimes with brilliant, like I'm very good friends with the comedian Sarah Kendall. And that's a really annoying friendship because I'm like, God, she's just sort of better at the thing I can sort of do, but not quite as well as she can.
Damn you, Kendall!
I'm like, oh no, I could never do that. So
yeah, and she's got a fucking mint cake empire. It's unbelievable. Fucking bitch.
I picked up on that you both came from quizzing families, and Shall we just do the big drop? You guys have written a book. You've got the podcast that came from the friendship, and that's what Amanda had driven you to do. But you've just got this book out, and I love that the book starts with both your origin stories of, and you paint this lovely
like Wolverine.
Picture. Yes, you were born to quiz, ladies.
I was bitten by a radioactive Bamba Gascoigne.
Yes, you wish. Now, should we start with you, Lucy? Because your origin stories is just down the road.
Croydon.
Croydon.
We come to you live from South London.
Yes.
Glamorous South London. And yes, growing up, it was a world of concrete and greyness. And
I mean, how things have changed.
I think you'll find Croydon is the Manhattan of London.
It is.
I believe that's how it was once billed by the Croydon Tourist Board.
Well, yeah, when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was... like, because Dallas was on the telly and there were no skyscrapers really anywhere except Croydon. And so, like, I felt like I was going, like, I was doing some crappy temp job in Croydon. I'd be like, no, it's like I'm going into Ewing. I'm going to go meet Digger Barnes. a high-level meeting. But my dad was, he was obsessed with quizzing because he was from Northern Ireland and he was from a very... like, you know, so his background, he was from a very sort of impoverished family, and his best mate wrote a misery memoir. You remember when Angela's Ashes by Frank McCourt came out?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was a real vogue for people to write miserable stories about their childhood. And his best mate wrote a misery memoir about his childhood and about this school they went to where they basically got the shit beaten out of them by priests the whole time. And my dad, although my dad always sort of, he read his friend's book and he went, oh, it wasn't that bad. It's like every misery memoir needs someone going, oh, it wasn't that bad though. But anyway, but so he, you know, his education hadn't been the best and I think he always felt self-conscious about it. So he was a sort of, he educated himself. And so he was obsessed with you must know stuff and people don't respect you unless you know stuff. And so it was drilled into me and my sisters that, you know, so we, after dinner, in order to get pudding, we had to answer quiz questions.
Oh, wicked. Wow. This is amazing.
I know. I mean, luckily it hasn't given me any sort of fucked up relationship with food and sugar and seeing it as a way
for quizzes,
love and validation. No, exactly right. But yes, I loved it. And then I got into, I was in my school's quiz team and we won a little cup at Roundshaw Library. And so it was just, yeah, just something that I always really loved.
Mm. Oh. What about you, Jenny?
Yeah, it's similarly, it's a senior male family member who got us into that, with an Irish background.
Okay.
My granddad, Kevin, he was similar. He was sort of the first person in a quite a impoverished family to go and get an education. So he ended up being a school teacher. He'd retired by the time I was born through early retirement because he'd ill health. But he was my childcare. I didn't go to nursery or anything. I was left in his charge while my mum went off to work at the hospital as a nurse, and we found lots of things in common, including the fact that I wanted to know things, and he was keen to teach me, taught me to read and write, thinking that would shut me up. And it just created more problems for him. But he also found there was a solution, so if I asked him a question, he would tell me which book to go and look in to find the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, books, so, remember them? God, those
were
the days.
No Googling in them days.
No.
We had a lovely time together when, you know, my nana was out of the house doing something, I don't know what, of an afternoon. Grandad was in charge, and that involved putting the telly on, and I would sit on his knee, and he would always be leaning towards a nap at some point, but he stayed awake for the quiz shows. Well, he stayed awake for Hill Street Blues repeats, and 15 to 1 came on.
Oh, lovely.
Loved that. He absolutely loved that. That his dream was to appear on that.
Yeah.
My favourite was Going for Gold.
Oh.
With Henry Kelly, who
has
appeared
the
on
the time it. Is right, it's time for you to play your game. People are coming, everyone's trying to be the best that they can when you're going for gold.
I love that show so much. So I do Twitch streaming and I have little alerts that like sound when people subscribe or they, you know, give me money basically. And if they subscribe, they get
going for gold. And there's another one, I can't remember, I think there's a play or pass or something. But the point is, I can then tell the age of the people subscribing, because they either don't mention it or they go, oh, Henry Kelly. So no, you will get the jokes about Chocky and the Blue Peter Badge and Rumble.
No, your demographic.
Brilliant. We're in, we're in.
Poor Helen, though.
So I have no idea.
Having to sit there with us all singing.
Ellie has told me about it. Is this the one where it's all of Europe?
Yes.
Right, okay.
So lots of people for whom English is not their first language.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then some English, like, and then it, so it'll be like Holland, Spain, Portugal, and then England, Wales, Ireland, and Scotland.
Right.
But they're always supposed
that's
to be
an unfair advantage.
And then there's a nonsensical play or pass system with a graph. It's
and the colours of the set, and just it was just
and Henry hypnotic, Kelly was amazing.
The whole thing.
But you know, through researching this book, we discovered that even though, yes, it's a massive advantage quizzing in your first language, but still the English, Welsh and Irish players did not dominate. Which is slightly humiliating, though.
That's 100% often humiliating.
Yes, it is.
The first series was won by an English contestant, but yeah, from then on, it was all fair game. Yeah.
Didn't you have Henry Kelly on your podcast?
It was just wonderful.
Oh, he's lovely.
His quizzy Irish lilt. I can't
there's
imagine.
There's his voice and his presenting style and the way he would put anybody at ease. It just felt like you were hanging around with your uncle, but he was going to interrogate you.
And he still remembered all the contestants. So, I mean, I think he's in his 80s now. But he still remembered. He was like, oh, yeah, Jans from the Netherlands. I remember him. And so, yeah, it was really lovely.
Joy.
He obviously was. Because I think that's the key to a good quiz show host or game show host, is that you can tell when they're emotionally invested in, like, you know, like Ben Shepherd, for example, or Bradley on The Chase. There's a real sort of warmth to them.
Mm.
And even Paxman, who, you know, was a bastard, but you could sort of tell, but he loves them really.
Yeah, he wants them to do well. And any kind of aggression was just disappointment that they'd not done better. Yeah. Do better next time, come on!
There's a real skill to what Paxman does, is that, like, the wry smile, and you think that he's putting them down, but really, yes, that's right. And you want more. That's so good. He gives out so little, but then what he does give out is so delicious. You're like, ooh! It's a bit like Paul Hollywood. He's got that same kind of...
Yes, for anyone with daddy issues.
Yeah.
Really sensing a sexual frisson emanating from you as you talk about Jeremy Paxman.
I like it. It's something
that... You just want you on the bottom.
Yes,
you
got the answer. Yeah.
Well, in person, there is a very dirty sexual energy coming from him.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, you know, some of them are nice guys, but yeah, Paxman is
the bad boy. Filth.
I don't think Henry Kelly has the same vibe for me anyway.
Lovely, but not.
But going back, so Going for Gold was your childhood. That was your favourite quiz show.
The first show that I sort of fell in love with. And it felt like, because I've been there from the start, I watched the first ever episode. So the concept originally, it's going for gold because the main prize for the series winner was tickets to go to the Seoul Olympics.
Oh my God.
Like an all-expensive paid trip with tickets to the events.
Year was that? You know the year?
Well, 1988 was the Olympics, so it would have been filmed in 1987. It was absolutely thrilling. I was 5 or 6 watching this going, who's going to win this trip? They made it look like the best thing ever. This was in the time when you couldn't give away big cash prizes.
Right.
So legally, in the UK, it had to be, you know, a prize.
Yeah, a caravan.
A very nominal amount of money. You couldn't give away £1 million like you could, you know, on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in particular.
Yeah.
So this was just the epitome of glamour to me, and I really wanted to know who was going to win. So by the time the final came round, I was at school. My granddad let me have the day off.
So
I could sit with him and watch the final. It was Daphne Fowler won.
Yes.
Oh, and unfortunately, that was the day you missed the lesson that 30 years later on The Chase, you couldn't answer the question about the capital of
Oxbow
Bulgaria.
Lakes.
Yes.
She's got a blind spot on Oxbow Lakes.
Amazing. Yeah, that's a great prize. And I think, because I always wonder what happened to the prizes on Bullseye, which I think you cover in your book.
Yes.
Like, what happened to these poor people who live, we won a fucking speedboat and they live in Sutton Coldfield?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck, what do the people do with the prizes on Bullseye?
We did interview a guy who'd gone on with a colleague from the army. So two blokes had won a small hatchback car.
Oh. A Seat. I think it was a Seat.
It was
a Talbot Samba. I think that was it.
So it's a compact car. So probably all right for a couple. If you had anybody or anything else to transport,
yeah, you
would have been out of the question.
Could go dogging in it, really.
Sharing it between two blokes who didn't even sort of live next door to each other.
Could have been posted to different countries at any time.
Yeah. So there was actually an option to swap it for a cash prize if you wanted the value. You could sell it back to them.
I think they kept it but sold it to the local dealer, but it sounded like a massive faff.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I would love to see some of the behind the scenes people who won prizes and then had to, you know, there must have been fallings out over a tease made that you'd imagine people came to.
Because you'd win an array of prizes, not just the star prize. So, you know, hostess trolley.
So you'd go, like, you have the hostess trolley. Yeah.
I'll have the car.
Honestly, I'd rather have a tease made than go to the Seoul Olympics, to tell you the truth. That's a fucking great prize.
I'd love a tease made.
Yeah. They still make them, but it's not the same, I feel like.
No, they've got an exhibition at the Science Museum. There's an entire cabinet of tease made through the ages. I was staring at it for about half an hour. They must have thought I was insane.
No.
They look quite dangerous. But I like that thrill.
Yeah, boiling water right next to your head as you sleep.
So for the international, is it a tease made is a device. I, as a foreigner, I feel like I'm the foreign
correspondent.
Yes, in here. So riddle me this. So it's sort of like a kettle, and it's got milk and an alarm clock and a cup.
No, it doesn't have milk. That's always the stumbling block.
Right,
that's why
okay.
I haven't got one. The milk, you still have to like remember to like either bring up the milk the night before,
so it's
if it's August it curdles, or you have to go downstairs anyway to get the fucking milk. So that's a fundamental flaw.
So it's an automated kettle.
It's a kettle with a timer, basically.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
It's got a clock as well, guys. Come on, you can see what time it is.
Yeah. An alarm, so it wakes you up.
Yeah.
And it's made you a cup of tea, and it sort of, but it is a real kind of steaming. Yeah.
So you've got a face cleanse as well.
I think that's another great attribute to it.
But then you still have to take the bag out and put the milk in and stir it. And if you want sugar, it'll do that. I mean, it doesn't actually make the tea, does it?
It sounds like an automated butler, but you're downplaying it now.
Tea start.
Yes.
Yeah. They didn't have those in Australia then.
No.
You didn't have teas as well. It's not very cultured. Country.
we missed out on so much, Ellie.
very young country.
Did you get any British quizzes at all?
I don't think I did because it may not have translated.
Yeah,
I remember Mastermind being a thing. Mm-hmm. Like I knew what that was, but I remember having the Mastermind game with the coloured pegs, and that being one of my most favourite things, but that's completely different.
Nothing to do with that.
No,
I remember being quite disappointed, thinking, oh, this is going to be a quiz thing, and it's just moving pegs about.
Yeah.
But it's a good game in its own right.
Yeah.
But once you've got over the disappointment,
which
I think took me a couple of months after getting it.
Yeah.
I mean, but then luckily Trivial Pursuit came along, and then we were fine.
Oh, I love Trivial Pursuit.
Made Christmas. Absolutely.
Still, we have the family version now, which has the kiddie questions and the adult questions, because that was always the thing with it when I was growing up.
Couldn't answer anything.
In 1873, during the Crimean War, and you'd be like, I don't know.
Who was
it? Just on penicillin. I don't
know. My dad would not show us any mercy either.
No.
He would love it. He'd be like, oh, I seem to have all the cheeses again. Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
How else are you going to learn?
Well, true. Harsh but fair.
Yeah.
Let's dig down a bit. What do you think is the attraction of sort of quizzing and quizzes? Is it, and I don't mean this as a criticism, I mean this as someone who feels this myself, is it about showing off? Is it about going, I know the answer, I'm so clever? Like, how much of it is that a part of it? What else is in there? Or is it just that?
Yeah, no, the huge thing is validation. So I even say when you go into a pub quiz, and you there's always some, I'm rubbish at you, I don't know anything. They will add at least one bit of value. They will have earned their place. So I will really big them up for that, because it's everybody's got something to add.
Yeah.
And that validation of getting that one right answer. And it's why we enjoy watching Tipping Point, because we can answer most of the questions. But also we enjoy watching University Challenge, because if we get one, we're like, yes, I'm a blooming genius.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It is,
exactly.
It's any kind of validation. It's a pat on the head. It's a, you know, it's a gold star from teacher. And I think it's a deeply ingrained thing from childhood. Yeah, that's joy.
And I think you don't get much validation as an adult. You know, you get, because if you think, you know, you get your GCSEs, you get your A-levels, maybe possibly even a degree, and then it's a long wait until your next certificate, which generally has your cause of death on it. And in between, it's like, what can you do to make yourself, and to me as well, getting older, it's a real reassurance that I'm like, oh God, there's still something working. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so forgetful, I cannot remember words for things, and like, I don't know where my glasses are, but like, it's just that thing of going, there is stuff in my brain.
And you can remember that Kathy Dennis wrote Toxic though, can't you?
Oh, yeah. About Super Vet Noel, whatever his name is.
Fitzpatrick.
Oh, God.
There you go.
See, look, that was a perfect Christine. Example. I got Noel, she got Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, we go.
But yeah, I think that it is, like Jenny was saying, you know, when you do a quiz as a team, that is such, like, you know, without wishing to hark back to my glories with Steve Davis.
Doesn't like to mention it.
Really don't like to talk about winning things, but...
Oh, it's like me and my free Guinness World Records, speaking of certificates. I just don't like to talk about it. I just don't like to go on about it.
It's just annoying when people keep asking about it, isn't it, really?
Get out!
Yeah, exactly.
But when you feel you've got that synergy of like, oh, I've used the word synergy. What a wanker.
Wow. Oh, no, I liked it. No, that was good.
Because you were talking about going to work in skyscrapers.
Exactly. I've got my power suit.
Business.
Power suit on in my head. But yeah, when the team works together and you go, yeah, you've got popular culture. And that's the nice thing as well with families is if you do, because a large part of this book that we've done is all about how to write quizzes and how to do stuff, especially like at Christmas with the family. And if you do a quiz right, then you can make sure that every single person in the family, like, so for my kids, I always put loads of gaming questions in. And, you know, there's stuff for my husband about real ale and what temperature should a thermostat be set at to ensure that you don't spend. Anyway, but yeah, so I think the sort of personal validation, but also a sense of let's all share what mm-hmm. we know. So, you know, you can either be a competitive, individualistic quizzer, or you can be a good team player, or both at different times.
Yeah. Do you like a quiz, Helen?
I do, but I'm fascinated by the personality types behind the quiz, because you do get the people. I think this might be time for us to talk about our quizzing experience, Ellie.
Oh.
When we've had PTA quiz.
Yes.
Which can bring out the best and worst of the parent community. Because we... Remember when we hosted the PTA quiz at your school?
Yes. I blocked it out, mainly.
And
but,
there was a group of teachers, and we did a quiz, and we did a section on music, and there was a very pompous person who stood up and questioned the validity of the David Bowie...
What was the question?
It was about what years was his era, a particular era of him. Was it like...
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
then he stood up. And questioned and said we were wrong. We're like,
and we didn't even write the fucking quiz. Like, we had someone else had written it. We were just
it
there
was
to
a
read
fundraiser.
It out.
There were some Greg sausage rolls. That was it. But he wanted to prove us wrong. Like it went a bit ugly, didn't it?
It got really. Yeah, I remember now. There was some bad energy in the room. Yeah. That it got really serious and really like. And when they won, they were really smug about it.
Oh yeah, like, you know, and like in your face, we're like. Dude, this was literally just a bit of fun. It's just for charities.
I'm kind of on their side.
That's the issue, isn't it, though? When you get a big group quiz situation and you get some people who are taking it really seriously and competitively and some people who just want to get pissed or are a bit thick and just don't really fucking want to engage. And that can be terrible conflict, can't it?
Oh, PTA quizzes are a terrible idea.
They're the worst.
They are.
Yeah.
Do you think they're the worst, really?
Yeah. I've hosted many, many quizzes. One of my past careers was doing sort of corporate and event quizzing, quiz hosting. Right. And, yeah, they were they may not have always been the rowdiest, but they were the most troublesome. I've done quizzes for hundreds of very drunk, you know, city brokers who just had a lovely time. By round five... You were getting scrawled answer sheets, honey. I can't make out any of this. It doesn't matter.
They've rolled up the question sheets.
It's fine. Someone else is going to get a bottle of fizz at the end.
Yes.
There's a saying round my way, and I do roll it out in quizzes occasionally. We're not playing for the town hall clock. So piped out. It doesn't matter.
Not even playing for a clock on a fucking tease, mate.
Exactly.
No, exactly.
So yeah, the PTA ones. Yeah, you always get someone who's very pompous who thinks that they know more than you, and then you have to go into your quiz master mode. I'm like, I know the clue is in the name, master. I'm in charge here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will double down even if I'm not sure if I'm right.
Yes, I think that. Just authority. Just, you know, you just have to stick to your guns. Exactly, Paxman, channel Paxman.
Yeah.
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 Because, I mean, yeah, I don't know how much to give away about our PTA. In fact, the worst one I ever did was for a friend's school, not for our own. But, yeah, and we had, there was, again, it's always a dad. I hate to, you know.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and there was a dad there who, like, from the very beginning was trying to help with the technical setup.
Oh, right.
It's like, oh, no, we don't really need this. Really,
we don't need to.
No, and then, yeah, and then just sort of challenged every answer and was just a constant pain in the arse.
Oh.
We had one because my kids' school, and the ones at my kids' school actually were fine, but because it's a state primary near, you know, in London. And so people, it's really hard to get into.
Mm.
And we did a round, which was local shops, like little bits of the sign from shops in the town where we live. And somebody came up and went, oh, I don't know any of these. This is a terrible round because we only moved here for 6 months to get our kids into the school. and I was like, don't admit that. Not only are you gaming the system, you want to win the bloody quiz as well. You can't have it all.
Sure. No, not okay.
I once went to a pub quiz as a bid to make friends. I'd just moved to Macclesfield to work on a games magazine up there. And my housemate said, this is pub quiz. So I thought, oh, that would be a good way to make friends. And like the first round, one of the questions was, what does nom de plume mean? And I answered it. And no one else at the table knew it. And I got a round of applause. And I was like... brilliant, I'm the cleverest person in this room. But then it all went wrong about three rounds later when they had an argument about whether it was who wrote Lord of the Rings, and they had an argument over whether it was Tolkien or J.K. Rowling.
No!
No!
Oh my.
And I sort of tried to quietly say, no, I do know this one. And then two of them started, they nearly came to blows, and I was just like, this is not what I came for. Oh, I don't think this is the pub quiz for me. Even though I could have fucking probably walked away with the cash pot every week. So it's difficult, isn't it? It's difficult to, how do you pitch a quiz right? How do you make sure it's not too easy for incredible geniuses like me and not too hard for normal people?
I usually say, unless you are writing a quiz for a big quiz league or hardened quizzes, what you've written is already too difficult. So look at your questions again and add some extra clues, or, you know, maybe ask it the other way around. I don't want to say dumb it down, but dumb it down a bit.
Well, she's very good at... So I'll try and write a question, because Jenny has also been a question writer on many, you know, great quiz shows. And
some bad ones.
And some bad ones as well, yeah. she worked for you at Fran Robinson, didn't you?
I did work for Fran Robinson.
Which is, I mean, that's a hard
The weakest task, link, man. Yeah. That's a big old thing.
Yeah.
How is she?
My first job. Yeah.
Cool.
Jenny, just to remind you there.
That's a very professional answer.
As you expect her to be.
Wonderful.
She was the perfect choice for that role.
Yes.
Because I worked with her on something else and she was very nice, but I think she was very in character on the...
Yeah, she stayed absolutely in character. But this is something else we kind of identified and popped into the book. There was an era of the mean quiz.
Yes.
Like the mean game show.
Yeah,
and that was very much the epitome of it. I think we're getting a bit of the mean back.
Yes.
And I've realised there is a political link, because the mean quizzes came in just as the Labour government was going out in 97. The Labour government came in 97.
This sounds like a thesis. I like it.
We'd kind of built up all this meanness and we had no outlet for it because the Tories had gone. So they all went into the quiz shows we had. That's when Big Brother came in and started being very, you know, that was theatre of cruelty almost. Shafted with Robert Kilroy's Silk.
Classic.
Absolutely classic.
Clever Dicks with Emma Robinson.
Clever Dicks. All those ones where it was all about, you know, doing people down or doing people dirty. And that lasted for a good few years. And I think there's a little bit of that psychological stuff coming back with the traitors. I mean...
love the train.
Oh, I love the train.
So dark.
But that's sort of,
Yeah,
mean, and the weakest link is back, but it's not as mean as it was.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if you get rid of the Tories, society gets better, but quizzes get darker. Meaner. So choose what you will.
That's, well, what does Ellie say about it? It's just like the Sith and the Jedi's.
There's got to be balance.
Exactly. And that's where the quiz... takes hand.
But yeah, so Jenny, with her quiz, her question writing experience, what she's very good at is, and this is such a good tip for people writing and hosting quizzes, is like I will come up with a question and she will refine it so that there is information within the question that, so the people who know it, the people who don't know it have some kind of something to latch onto, so there's something to talk about, rather than just saying, I don't know, I'm going to let Jenny think of an example.
But like a question is, what is the capital of blah?
Yes.
That's a sort of very black and white.
Which place that shares the name of a bean is the capital of Peru.
That's what I was going to say.
Famously is the answer.
But it gives you another angle to get into the question.
That's really...
Oh, we love a quiz. We've done quizzes on here. We had Miles Japp on years ago. Really good episode, actually. I like it.
Really good episode.
And we gave him a sort of parenting quiz where we asked him how much... a happy meal with chicken nuggets was. And then we said to him, my favourite one was, which of these is not a real My Little Pony name? And it was like Applejack, like
Pinkie Pie,
and then the one you made up was Shiny Bob.
Shiny Bob.
He thought that Shiny Bob was a real My Little Pony name.
Oh, wow. it was a real moment for me. It really was. Shiny Bob
is an East End gangster, isn't it?
Shiny Bob. Or a porn star, I'm not sure.
It's the weapon of an East End gangster. You don't want to meet Shiny Bob down this alleyway.
But a few years ago, I was the games expert on a sort of video games panel show called Daro Byrne's Go 8-Bit. I used to write quizzes for it every lot of episodes. So I did a quiz about how many penises or what kind of penis animal video game characters have. Because of the Bandicoot, I'm sure you'll know, Jenny has what kind of penis?
Is it bifurcated?
That's correct, Jenny. That's 10 points. Yes. It's a bifurcated penis. Yeah. And echidna, as in Knuckles the echidna from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh, they're funny.
They've got four penises, haven't they? I think it's three.
They've got multiple penises.
Multiple's a good answer, isn't it?
You can't make that wrong.
This is where she's good. She knows.
Ducks have got a spiral, haven't they?
Whale has a bonnet.
Yes.
There's a bone in a penis.
We're actually, as humans, we're in a minority in mammals that we don't have a bone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do most mammals have a bone?
Yeah.
Imagine the potential for breakage, though. That is.
Yeah. I think that's possibly right.
I think it's a good evolutionary.
With horse riding and things. They're called bacula.
Bacula. What's that?
Bone.
Oh,
it's a baculum. Yes.
It's called baculum. That's what he's named after.
Yes.
That's a quick quiz question. Which part of an animal's body is the lead? Is the star of Quantum Leap named after? There you go.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Speaking of making quizzes, I believe you've done one for us, Lucy, have you?
I have.
I'm so excited.
I'm super excited.
Okay, so I thought, Scummy Mummy podcast, I thought, let's do a quiz on bad mothers.
Are we on a team? Are we competing? I need the rules. I need to know what's going on.
Yeah,
we do fingers on buzzers.
Wait, we've got to do our buzzer noises. Buzzers. What's your buzzer noise?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Jenny?
Sorry, Jenny.
Ding.
Okay, I'm going to do...
Well, hey!
Okay.
Right, good.
Somebody's had a penis bone near
him. We want
all my baculas rock hard now.
Quiz me, Lucy. Quiz me.
Okay, here is a bad mum from the Bible.
Ooh. Oh, fuck, I'm fucked.
Hang on.
Her name is Herodias, and what did she ask her daughter Salome to get for her?
Yeah. John the Baptist, Henry Plate.
Yes!
Yeah. Wow! Boom!
Boom!
See, yeah. I didn't salami. I always remember because it sounds like salami.
Oh, yeah. Delicious. Yeah.
A salami platter.
And then yes, slice. That's right. I nearly said pepperami on a platter, but I just stopped myself.
No, no.
Okay. Which Danish queen married her husband's brother and ignored her son?
Gertrude from Hamlet.
Yes!
Yes! Come on, Jenny, come on.
Are you feeling like she's too polite? Yeah, yeah, no, she's letting you win.
This mother, again, literary and also from the movies, she, her first name is Zinnia, and she said that she chose looks over books, unlike her daughter.
Oh, Zinnia.
Jenny?
Very bad mother. I'll give you...
Is it Matilda?
Yeah.
Oh!
To get the point, I will need you to tell me what her surname was.
Oh, fuck,
I know
you!
It. I know it.
There you go.
Tilda Wormwood.
Yeah. Oh, well done, well,
well done.
I'm just giving myself half a point. Half a point,
you can't. You wouldn't have got that if I hadn't got the first half.
Yes,
of the question.
My daughter's called Matilda, but and then that's
a quarter of a point. Terrible, yeah.
So the next bad mother, very bad mother. So she killed the children that she had with Jason.
Ding.
Many dings.
Medea.
It was Medea.
I was
going to
say.
Only according to Euripides.
We should do a sketch about that. It'd be very funny.
Oh, hilarious.
I remember it as well, because once we went to a theatre years ago and they had on the wall our post, The Scummy Mummy Show. And then next to it was next week's production, Medea. These two boys, and I was like, oh god,
the scummiest mummy,
the scummiest mummy of all.
I'll give you a final question. Mother Gothel is a bad mother.
Ding.
In, yes,
Tangled.
Yes,
oh, well done. Mother knows best.
Well, you all did terribly well.
They didn't get anything right.
She knew Wormwood.
She does this for a living. She got two. I think we can all agree that I'm the best at quizzes of all time.
Do you want us to sing a special Ellie is the best song for
Yes, please.
Ellie is the best, Ellie is the best. She's a quizzer, she's a whizzer, Ellie is the best.
Yay! New ringtone unlocked. Amazing. Right, do you need to go, Jenny, and ring your boss and tell him you're being replaced? Tell him you found someone better. You've lost all your confidence in yourself.
But what's your chaser name?
What's my chaser name?
The baculum.
The cervix. That's too similar to yours, isn't it? That's too similar to yours. Yeah, I'll have to...
Another animal.
The Caniston Queen.
Yeah.
We do wear a lot of lycra.
Well, the thrush would be, be a good name.
Song thrush.
Yeah, be good.
Lighten it up a bit.
What would yours be, Lucy?
Oh, I would be... probably they'd do something about me being short.
Yes, like a thimble or something.
Yeah, the pocket rocket or the...
Yes. You need that little... Yeah.
The mini...
What about you, Thorn?
Well, it'd have to be a play on my name, wouldn't it be? I don't want to be called the prick, but it'd be something like that.
The thornbird.
Yes, exactly. The spiky, the spike. Yeah, something like that.
Thorn.
Or the bush.
The thorn name.
Yes. Just the bush.
The thorn bush. Oh, amazing. Well, yes, so your book, Fingers on Buzzers, is out now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Our book is readily available, and it is, I think it's a treat for anyone who enjoys wallowing in quiz nostalgia, talking about going for golden balls and all those things which we have, or trying to do your own quizzes.
We tried to distill a lot of what we've learned from thinking back and looking at our old favourite quiz shows and ones that are working now, and how that translates to just staging a quiz in your own living room. Or amazing. Doing your PTA quiz, how you can get better at that. And my top tip is don't engage with any kind of argument from anybody you are in charge.
My top tip is just don't.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the Scummy Mummy Confessions, which we always end on. Do you have a confession for us, mummy related or not mummy related, quiz related or not quiz related?
I've got a godmother.
I'm a scummy godmother.
My goddaughter was delighted because I presented her with a full set of Harry Potter DVDs and books and some assorted paraphernalia. And she doesn't know it's just because I didn't want any J.K. Rowling stuff in my house. taking up all my space. Like, here you go, have a
yeah.
She was doing me a favour.
Just don't Google her.
I think whatever the intention behind a gift, if it brings joy, I don't think that's too bad. I've done way worse than that. I'm trying to think what my well, in fact, so at the PTA quiz, I've never ever cheated in a quiz except it wasn't me, but at the PTA quiz one of our teammates was cheating. Oh. And I did not alert the authorities.
Oh, a blind eye.
And that will...
Accomplice, Lucy. Accomplice.
Accessory. Yeah. During the fact.
Yes, during the fact. And I think we came second, though, so I think we got a bottle of wine.
Would you have...
No. No, I would never have confessed.
It's for the kids. What does it matter?
It was for the kids. Exactly.
Yeah. Helen?
This feels very confessional, doesn't it? Last night, this is more of a picture into my teen life. So I was wearing a pair of dungarees, so my eldest told me that I looked like Super Mario, which is really nice. But then the irony was that 10 minutes later, someone did a massive shit and blocked the toilet. So I did, in fact, have to become...
bloody Luigi. Yet again.
Mama. I had to unblock a massive turd. So I was like, yes, oh, team
did
mom.
You have to then jump on its head to kill it?
Yeah, God. Oh, my God.
Now, admin time. We're on tour. Again?
All the time.
Until endlessly.
The end of 2024. We've got many... We're going round the country. We're hoping to go to Ireland, actually.
That's the plan,
hopefully.
Yeah.
So do send us any venue suggestions. And, yes, obviously, you know, follow us on social media. And there'll be more things to announce next year, of course. How about you guys? Tell us about... Where can people find you on the internet?
Well, obviously, Fingers on Buzzers, yes. The podcast.
At Fingers Buzzers.
Always on tour and doing that kind of thing. Yeah.
Do you do the live podcasts? Have you done a few of those?
We've done a good few of those.
No,
yeah.
Lovely Les Dennis was on.
Oh, stop!
Tim Dowling.
The weekend with Annika Rice will go down in history.
We went to Guernsey with Annika Rice. It was a treat.
Oh, wow.
Delightful.
So, yes, and of course, your excellent book is out now. Yeah, so, nice. Buy the book.
Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, but thank you so much for coming on. No one's ever done a quiz for us on the podcast.
No, they have not. This is the first. It's a role reversal, and I like
it. That means you're the best guest we've ever had.
Absolutely. Yay.
Thank you.
Validation.
Even though I was the best at the quiz. Okay. Thank you for listening. This is the best day of my life. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Ellie is the best.
Hey! All right.